Well, John, given that you've played so well in the county championship since June, and I'm a bit surprised by what we witnessed today.
Yeah, not our finest day. Probably not our finest 2 days, if I'm honest. I thought the first 2 days of the game were pretty good. Some good cricket played, certainly by us. But the last 2 days, we probably standards have dipped below, and that's resulted in a pretty heavy defeat today.
When you say standards, in what respect?
In four-day cricket, you've got to keep your levels high all the way through. And yesterday, I didn't think we were as good with the ball as we were in the first innings. You know, any time I think you go at 4.5 and over, even if the pitch is good, you know you probably haven't hit your areas as well as you needed to. And today, you know, they bowled well with the ball up front, and there's a couple of wickets which you've got to put down to good bowling, but there's also a couple of soft ones in there. Yesterday, their first 20 overs, they were 100 without loss. Our first 20 overs were 45 for 5. I mean, I think that's pretty much the game there.
Yeah. And you mentioned one or two unlucky people today. I think Graham Clark probably was a little bit unlucky with his LBW, but there were quite a few self-inflicted wounds today. And in the middle of all of that maelstrom of wickets, you know, the one thing you could have done without, for instance, was Paul Collingwood getting himself run out as well.
Yeah, as I said, a couple of decent bits of bowling with the new ball, which can always happen. And the new ball is important in county cricket. But there were more than one or two soft ones chucked in as well. As we probably got a couple of soft ones thrown our way yesterday when we were bowling as well, because as I say, the standards in the last 2 days probably weren't as good as they were in the first 2 days.
One of the positives, I suppose, is Bryden Cast, two innings unbeaten, a highest score yesterday of 61.
Yep, he's got a lot of potential with the bat as well as being hopefully a quality fast bowler too. So a long way to go for Bryden, but certainly some good signs from this week.
If you can get him fit and keep him fit, which is one of the issues, he's had a hairline fracture in his back and a broken foot in the last year or two, is he the sort of lad who you think can actually be the replacement for Paul Coughlan?
Yeah, it's an interesting comparison. He's probably behind Paul Coughlan with the ball at the moment. But I think there's certainly enough indication to suggest that certainly, at least in four-day cricket, he can do that job with the bat, be a bowler who's a strong batter in the middle order, and maybe develop into a 100 score as well.
You head off to Worcester on Monday, and you still have a say in what can happen, and it's very tight at the top of the county championship. They've had a week off this week, but Notts have lost at North Hants. Worcestershire needs 6 points to go up. You could still, though, have a dent in their aspirations. Any one of three could still go up.
Yeah, they could. There's a lot to play for those three sides at the top, but there's still a lot for us to prove. And to go to a side that is, even if they lose against us, they're more than likely to still make a promotion. It's a good challenge for us to see if these last couple of months of decent four-day cricket is actually a good level that we're playing at, if we can measure ourselves against a side that's probably going to get promoted.
Yeah. You haven't lost there since 2003, I think. 6 visits since then.
Good stat. Very good stat, Martin. it's a nice place to play cricket. Worcester's got a nice feel about it, so hopefully we will play more like we did on days one and two.
Yeah. You won't have Tom Latham, though. I understand he's now finished with Durham for this season, but hopefully we'll be back next year.
Yeah, New Zealand have got an important ODI tour to India. I think they leave New Zealand quite early on in October, so they'd like him home for a bit of preparation for that. Particularly, I think he's going to keep in that series, so they want him to do some work, which is good for him. And yeah, we're happy to let him go because we're hoping that we're going to see him again.
Yeah, I've heard there's a possibility he might return as a captain next year.
Have you? Where have you heard that from?
From varying sources.
We didn't hear it from me, so
okay. Straight back with that one. Three new contracts today.
I think Jack, Ryan, and
Stuart Poynter.
Thanks very much. Because there's actually a couple of others, I think, to come out quite soon as well. There's some good signs. Some people are extending their contracts with us, which is good. Obviously, in a week which, from that perspective, hasn't been great. It's nice to get some guys committing to the club.
Yeah. Finally, where are you at with Graham Onions and Keaton Jennings?
Ongoing negotiations. I know there's stuff in the press about Keaton, but I don't think that's quite as accurate as it should be. And I've spoken to Keaton this week, and he says that he still hasn't made a decision on his future. And he's a man of his word, so I believe that.
And Graham Onions, there were talks this week, weren't there?
Yeah, there have been some talks. And I'm sure decisions are going to be made very soon.